I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Last week's mass shooting in San Jose is just one more incident in a plague of gun violence in the U.S. this year. Amid daily and weekly tragedies, Sammy Tippett of Sammy Tippett Ministries says we need to grieve.
I think our hearts ought to be broken because we see that God's heart is broken over this. Jesus said that the thief comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so we know that there's a thief that's stealing, killing, and destroying people right now at this very moment. We ought to be grieved over that.
As the shootings continue, many people have ideas about how to stop them. But Tippett says debate about solutions may not be what people need the most. Please pray many people would see the love of Christians and be drawn to Jesus. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Joanne Doyle of Uncharted Ministries says that's exactly how Farrah felt on her wedding day.
She gets a phone call from her father and he says, basically, if you don't marry this man, your mother's going to die. Farrah is forced to marry this man. This man's older and very radical Muslim. On their honeymoon, the abuse began.
Farrah grew up in Jordan, where the law requires single women to set aside a small amount of money until they get married. Farrah's dad needed that money to pay for her mom's cancer treatment, so he arranged Farrah's wedding. Life was completely miserable until the Syrian war ended. Through a series of events, Farrah came to know Christ as Savior.
And immediately, depression and the suicidal thoughts fled. And for the first time in her life, that emptiness was filled with peace and with joy.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You enable us to keep bringing stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.